Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
We'll get back to the Knicks conversation. So the season is now over for the Knicks. So now what? What's the one thing, and that's all. You only give me one. You don't give me a litany of things. We all went through it. What's the now what you want to see from the Knicks before they come back for next season? It's what we do at the end of all our seasons here with all the teams in New York. But as Bart said, he wanted to continue a conversation we had had on the other side, ending the previous hour, which involves the Ja Morant stuff. And we bring this up only because Bart, again, people who know Bart Scott understand that he's not only was a great football player and somebody that was beloved for the teams he played for in Baltimore here in New York as well, but Bart is somebody that was always willing to mentor young players, always wanted to give advice and to teach and use himself even as an example, and just to understand the responsibility when you become a professional athlete, when you suddenly have money and affluence and access and all those things, how it can eat you alive and how to manage it and take care of it. So we talked about Ja Morant and how the fact that he was seen on social media flashing a gun, and now he's in trouble again, and the league is investigating. His team has suspended him. And there's a lot of thought that he could lose up to an entire season now with this second offense in just a few months. I know you wanted to talk more about it, so go ahead, Bart. I mean, I'll let you know. As I explain it all to the listeners, anybody just joining us, you know, this Ja Morant situation and why it means so much to you that you need to, you know, to give your perspective on it.
Yeah, it's a situation, right, where, you know, it's hard to kind of separate yourself from childhood friends. And you have to understand that you got to do what's best for you and what's best for your family, what's best for your kids. You know, you're trying to create generational wealth. Here's I played in Baltimore. When I was in Baltimore, it was considered the murder capital of the world, yeah. Right, for like the last 5 years of the year. They didn't play out there, right? They didn't care who you were, right? I can remember a couple of our teammates getting saved because they were talking stuff and they didn't realize they were talking to like drug lords and bona fide killers that stayed off of those players and gave them the benefit of the doubt because of the other OG players that had been there and just kind of saying, this young dude don't know what he's doing, we apologize type of stuff, right? So when you look at Ja Morant, people have to consider the city in which he plays in. Memphis. Okay, Memphis. Memphis is a city that, you know, you have real live gangsters. And when if you have a gun, they assume that you have a gun. And they don't care who you are. Remember, Memphis is still the city in which they killed Young Dolph, who was one of the most beloved rappers in that area. Now, he's hanging around these rappers, too, because they gave him a chain. They gave YG and Yo Money, Yo Gotti, and all those guys. You see those type of guys there. Those guys come from questionable backgrounds, too. And when you do that, nobody's going to care. You flashing a gun, and you got somebody with a gun, you get into it, and somebody pull a gun out. Everybody got guns, especially down there because I think it's an open carry state. You pull that gun out, you don't want to have Ja Morant in one of these situations where a car gets shot up and he, you know, got people lose his life and maybe he loses his life or, you know, get shot to the point where he can't play basketball anymore. That's why I think Memphis has to take it seriously. I think the NBA has to take it seriously. And I think the only thing that's going to get to him is a whole year off, real therapy, and also hurting the Memphis Grizzlies as an organization, knowing that they're going to have a year where they're not going to be able to even do anything because you're not going anywhere if you don't have Ja Morant in your lineup. But it's more important to save this young man's life because he has a reckless behavior that he's going to get hurt or somebody's going to get hurt. And we see all the signs. We can laugh and talk about him being tough. It ain't about him being tough or trying to be tough or portray an image. It's about the people that think he's who he say he is. We know he's not some kind of tough guy. He grew up in a two-parent family home. But when you got that gun and you got your dreads and you got your hair back or something like that, or who's to say that the cops don't pull him over? We've seen incidents of that type of stuff. Shoot first, ask questions later type of thing. And we got one of these tragedies. Like, for what? to be cool. Who's cool? I mean, listen, I'm a gun owner, right? But I don't carry my guns. One, because when you carry your gun, it makes you more employed to, if you get in confrontation, to feel like you got to protect yourself. So now you have conversations, get out the car, do things you shouldn't do. But why is he so enamored, or his boy so enamored with flashing the gun, driving with a gun and having it? Listen, I am a guy who lost his cousin because on New Year's Day, he was playing with a gun and he shot himself in the head in front of his brothers and his sisters. And we don't know if it was suicide, but we don't know if the gun went off and it ricocheted and hit him in his head and he died in my mother's arms. So why are we playing with guns? Guns aren't they aren't toys. And he's going to realize that either he's going to get hurt or somebody's going to get hurt, because if his boys pull out his gun, if they get into a beef, yeah, okay, you feel like you have protection, but everybody got guns. And bullets ain't got no name on it. And God forbid some innocent people lose their lives because of your reckless behavior.
It is all true, and it is all reason why Adam Silver and the league are not handling this lightly whatsoever. It's something they've already had to deal with him once before, and it's something that the Memphis Grizzlies, who signed him to a $200 million contract, who feel like this was the face of the franchise, this is a guy that they really believe in, that their future success is based on him and what he can be. And now there's a lot of things that franchise has to consider, the league has to consider, and all eyes are going to be on what decision they make here. Like I said, if they do, you know, first 20 games of the season, first half of the season, I don't even think that sends a message.
Oh,
I really believe that this is somebody that needs help. He needs to understand everything you just said there, Bart. He needs to understand it. And I would also hope that not just the league, but there should be players in the league. There should be the LeBron Jameses and others. He's young. Like, these guys should be reaching out.
He got him on his team. He got Steven Adams on his team.
They should be reaching out to him, superstars, saying, what do you do? You don't need this, man. Right? You don't need – this is not the life you want to be living. And talk to him.
Did all that work to get here for this?
Exactly.
For you to just fumble it away?
Right, exactly. This is what you did, and this is why you're doing it. So we'll see where it goes, but I know it was something very passionate that you wanted to talk about, so I'm glad we did. All right, again, the call's at 800-919-3776. As I mentioned, it is hour number three. It is Barton Hunt. So, of course, when it's hour number three in Barton Hunt, what's that mean, man?
It's the power hour, 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 hour. Ain't no Knicks in 7, 6, 5, 3, 2, 1.
No.
It's a wrap, son. Now what? Now what?
Maybe you could do the power hour of how many games back the Mets are.
Oh, we streaking. Scherzer look right, baby. That rest, we ready. We about to make our run, B.
Okay. I got a lot of mo.
Are we in the same place that the Yankees is in the division?
No. Oh, well, place, yeah.
No, yeah, record? Give me place. No. I don't care. Give me place. I don't care about record. What place is the Yankees in?
The Yankees are in fourth place.
Okay, and the Mets is in what place?
Tied for third.
Okay, so we win it.
Okay.
Meh.
So even though you're one game under 500,
I don't care. I don't care what you're talking about. We win it. Like, listen. The Giants played a weak schedule and they went to the playoffs. You think they care?
Well, you got one more against the Nationals, so maybe you can take one. Maybe you can finally get back to 500. Oh, isn't that game supposed to be 4 o'clock today? Right?
We're going streaking, baby. Don't even worry about it. Two tears in a bucket.
Two tears in a bucket is right. But we are though. There is the end of the Knicks season. But before we get to the end of the Knicks season, we have to get to the fact that the Lakers season does continue. The Lakers are now in the Western Conference Finals, and of course, with that in mind, Tess in New Jersey is looking forward to Applebee's. Tess,
Hey guys, no. Bart won at Applebee's if he won, and that was 80 years ago when he lost, and I got Olive Garden. So I'm old Olive Garden and I'm old Rails. Well, we are, Alan. We are as a team.
Oh, that's right.
We're
Olive Garden.
Garden and Rails.
Olive Garden.
Right. Bart won at Applebee's. I won at
Olive Garden. Well, Rails is if they win the championship, though.
And Rails.
Rails is if they win the championship.
Rails is for that. But tell me this. Do I get to eat too, or do I have to watch y'all eat?
You're going to watch us eat.
No, Bart, come on. We're family.
Okay, eat too. Okay. I was just hoping I get to eat you some too.
Bart,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm not cold and heartless. Okay. Now, Friday, okay. I was cold and heartless. I wish to God y'all had a show Friday because I was ready to give it to you, but I humbled myself this weekend.
Well, I appreciate
right now.
I appreciate the empathy.
But Friday, I was about to talk reckless.
And you can get extra cheese on your taco.
Listen, all right. That's all I'm saying. I want extra cheese. I told you, now, I'm going to keep hitting the gym hard because I'm cheating so bad on those days. I'm going to get extra breadsticks for no reason with extra butter on it.
Just carbing up. I love it, Tess. Tess, do they have a chance? Do you think they can beat the Denver Nuggets with three people talking?
Alan, tell your wife don't cook that night because remember, Bart got by the kids dinner too that night from Olive Garden. Tell your wife don't cook that night.
Can the Lakers beat the Denver Nuggets?
I'm going to tell you right now why the Lakers could beat the Denver Nuggets. Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, as good as Phoenix was with KD, all of them, they did not have a solid, true big man. We got AD, and we go throw Tristan Thompson in there. He can't
Tristan
do nothing.
Tristan Thompson.
Right.
Listen, against Jokic?
Let me tell you right now, he's not in there to score. He is not in there to score. He's in there just to make Joker have to go up against something. You feel me? It's hard to go up against another body that's their size and keep constantly doing it. So, he might still score on him, but he's going to get tired. That's why I feel Lakers in seven. Lakers in seven. Because you see with Jamal, he showed off that game one against Phoenix. Where was he at the rest of the series? Okay, he got 20. You should get 20.
You got Michael Porter.
Triple-double and 30 points a game.
But that's because he was going on Phoenix, and Phoenix was so worried about Joker that they wasn't really worried about him, and they stupid for that.
No. Jokic averaged the triple-double.
No, she was talking about Porter. She's talking about Murray. But
I was talking about Jamal Murray. He's unstoppable because look what Jamal was doing. He did it game one. After that, what I'm saying is that he just did what he was supposed to do. Average scores, average buckets.
Listen.
He's going to have them bodies to go up against Joker.
Remember what Joker did to Morris, hitting him in the back. This is going to be a physical matchup for Anthony Davis, and let's see if his body can hold up with that. And listen, this team has a little get back because in the bubble, that's who they went through, right? They went through this exact same team. So,
this is definitely a better team, though. But let me tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now, though. At the end of the day, this is going to be a chippy series, and you know they got something on it. Like you said,
it better go six
because
Tessa,
of what happened in the bubble.
It better go six because you're not winning in that altitude. Short games on game seven in there.
We got to get one game there. I think we're going to get game two there.
Listen, if he went down by a weak hit by Looney, you know that, the Joker could play way more physical.
I'm telling you, LeBron is going to have real man-to-man talk with AD. Listen, I'm going to need you to get your ball.
AD might have to get medevac. He might have to get medevac out for a hamstring.
Davis, I'm not playing. He's going to have to get injected with liquid courage or something. I'm telling you, LeBron is talking to that man right now. He's not getting swept.
He needed a wheelchair because he got hit in his temple with an open hand.
I mean, come on, Tess. Let's be
honest. Listen, all I'm saying is this. It's going seven. And, Bart, for your sake, please, let's just not even bet no more because you already two in the hole. You a man of your word. So I'm waiting when we going to set dates. That's probably going to be behind the scenes, but I don't give a damn.
You're a man of your word. Yeah, I am. You tell me when you're available. We'll figure it out when Alan, you know what I'm saying?
When I call again, I'm going to tell a producer, and then we're going to
get going.
Yeah,
get a producer. We got to make this happen.
I have some dates. The Knicks are done.
Get a producer some dates.
After a show, we'll meet up, and we'll have some Olive Garden. I love it.
I'm ready to roll.
No, it's Rails or Del Frisco's.
Why you saying Del Frisco's? I was looking forward to Rails, but okay.
Rails. No, I say either one. No, Alan keeps saying Olive Garden. I don't like breadsticks. Well, I got a refined palate.
It was Olive Garden.
That was the first bet. Maybe you owe us.
Yeah, and I doubled down to Rails.
Okay,
you're right. That
one way or another,
right.
We'll figure it out. Tess, we love you. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to this, Bart.
Anthony Davis is going to get medevaced out in warm-up. Oh, my God.
800-919-3776 is the number. So now what when it comes to the Knicks? The season's over, and we always just look and just say, okay, now what? What do they need to do next? Frank in New Rochelle. Frank?
Hey, what's up, guys? They need perimeter shooting. Vincent, Martin, and Struggs, they were non-drafted players who all weren't great during the series, but at different times, they made big, big shots. The ball moved much better with Miami, but The Knicks don't have any perimeter shooting. Quigley was the guy that was supposed to be the guy off the bench. We got outscored by 13 points by the Miami bench. Nobody can really make a shot, including Randall Brunson. Okay, I say his average is a tad above average, but the guy can't do everything. Randall's a below-average shooter. Barrett, we know, up and down. And Quigley just hasn't performed. So if I had one wish, and the other thing would be, can Mitchell Robinson develop a 10-foot game, a shooter? Like, just, he can't do a thing offensively.
Yeah.
We're 5-4. He dunks it. I'm not even going to start to talk about his free throws. That's sad. So give me a center like Robinson. Go in the gym, shoot 410-footers, and let's get it done. And
he
get some perimeter shooting,
that.
And then we can roll.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the shooting aspect of it, of course, for the team is one thing. I think you've got a couple of guys who can, in this, for, I don't know, for whatever reason, they just struggled with the three-point shot throughout the entire playoffs. Art is in the Bronx. Art, so what now, Art?
What now? Well, let me start by saying Lakers in six, baby.
Lakers in six?
Lakers in six.
You must be a 70s baby.
Lakers in six.
What did you say, Bart? What did you say?
You must be a 70s baby or something. You're trying to go back to the old Showtime.
No, actually, I'm earlier than that. I'm born in 58, baby.
You're a classic, like a deuce and a quarter.
That's right. And I'm saying Lakers in six because AD is going to show up. And it doesn't matter how much he scores. If he shuts down the middle, if he can neutralize Jokic.
Hold on. Are you listening to yourself, Art? You said if he shuts down. Ain't nobody shut down Joker in 3 years. He better bring it.
And
he better bring his offensive game.
Here's the thing, Art. When they did it in the bubble, it was Anthony Davis. Mm-hmm. And then they had Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee also throwing them in the game as well. So you had just so many bodies you could throw at. Who are they going to bring in the game when Anthony Davis needs a break?
Who are they going to sign out? DeMarcus Cousins, him and Tristan Thomas going to be the trio that go after him.
It's a lot of work. Well, man, that dude's a load, man. He's a load.
Yeah.
He's 290.
Anyway, now what? Here's what I got for now what. Now, what I see is every time the Knicks give R.J. Barrett the ball, he does something positive with it. And what you have is a duplication of talent because right down to the left-handedness, when you strip it down, Randall and Barrett are really the same player. So what you do is you got to find a way. I think the team would be better if you just subtract Randall.
That's not an easy thing to do, but it's certainly something, Art, and thanks for the call. It's certainly something that, again, all things have to be on the table, and it starts there. Are you willing to live with what you deal with him, which is he'll give you numbers, but does he help you win in the playoffs? He hasn't the last two times. And then there's also the other stuff, too, when things don't go right, the moodiness, all that. Are you willing to live with that, or are you looking for more aggressive mentality kind of players? I mean, there is definitely something there that needs to be discussed. David in Brooklyn. David.
How you doing, man? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
So I have an issue, and it's nothing big, but I just feel like, why are y'all not giving the Lakers respect? First, it was Memphis. They can't get past Memphis. They smack Memphis, close them out with a 40-piece. Then it's Golden State. Oh, they're going to have problems with Golden State. Can't get past Golden State. Curry wins, though. He's going to be better than LeBron. They get past them, put 20 on them in a closeout game. Now it's the Joker.
What kind of respect you want?
Do you understand that the Joker has historically not played his best against AD?
Yeah, but it's not his best. But it's still about 20-piece, 25.
I guess they have to prove it again, right? And
yes,
then whoever comes
I'll tell you what, David.
Yeah, they're an eight seed. They barely made it into the playoffs.
Yes, they do.
They're playing very well.
But they have to hang on, David. They do have to prove it again. And it's not disrespect. In fact, I've said many times on Get Up that I love this story. And this might be the most enjoyable LeBron team that he's ever been on because of the collection of young players around him that, man, they want to play for him. And different nights, some other hero arrives that you're like, wait, that guy had 20, that guy went for 15 in the fourth quarter. Like, that's what you love about this team. But everything doesn't hinge on LeBron at this point. It's what you said.
I know that.
This whole series hinges on Anthony Davis versus Nikola Jokic. And it's hard to think that this Nuggets team, because I'm also feeling like people are disrespecting the Nuggets. They were the best team in the West. They have been a team that has gone through the pain of losing and not being able to get through. And that head coach, Jamal Murray, Jokic, that core of guys have been through a lot. This is their time
now.
I'm
going to be honest with you.
And they believe this is their time.
I don't trust the Nuggets.
Well, because they have to prove it too. They have to prove it too. So this is what makes this such a compelling series, is you've got two teams that really still have to prove something.
Listen, the best player in the series is Jokic.
Yes.
Let's not get it twisted. He's the best player.
Yes.
AD going to get flown out on a medevac or whatever.
He's soft. This dude always hurt.
Okay.
It's only he got another month and a half to stay healthy.
He's still playing. He's still playing, ain't he?
He is still playing.
All right.
But when he got elbowed in the side of the head, it didn't seem like he was going to be able to play again. You understand how that works. Listen, I understand that it's exciting if you're a Lakers fan because they are one series away from the finals. But don't act like this is a cakewalk. This is the hardest challenge that they have had to this date. The Warriors series,
The Memphis didn't have a big man.
Right. Memphis was missing pieces, and they were a mess. We know that. We learned that after the series. Dylan Brooks, that whole thing. They were a mess. The Warriors told you after the series was over, we really weren't that good. Like, we were fooling people. Like, the Warriors even knew they weren't that good. Now they're playing a team that in their heads, it's our time to win, and they're in our way. So I'm telling you, it's going to be a great series. But don't think for a minute that this is an easy series for the Lakers.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
And we have Now What? Which is basically the question that Bart wanted to ask at the very start of the show, which is essentially what we ask whenever a season is over for our teams. So with the Knicks, Now What? 800-919-3776. So let's get to D Money in Manhattan. What's up, D?
You fellas got the best program in New York City. Love it, love it, love it.
Man, call our bosses, man. Call our bosses. We can tell them you're tripping.
Simply put, guys, we need a closer. We need a closer.
Yeah. Well, I think Brunson's a closer.
Well, we need an additional closer. Forgive me. Brunson needs help.
Yeah, just like you think about Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum, you need a 1-2 punch. You need a second star you can rely on. We know we can rely, no matter what the circumstances is, Jaylen Brunson showing up.
And you know what we learned too, guys? We learned that Robinson is a keeper. He played well.
I want guys with that mentality of I'm going to, like, no matter what the stakes are, down 3-1, I don't care. You're getting my best. And things aren't going my way, you're getting my best.
Like,
did you see the look on Brunson's face when he got – I mean, he got absolutely clobbered. And, like, somebody stepped on his foot, and he turned to the referee like, really? You didn't see that? And instead of, like, complaining and whining, he had a look on his face like, yeah, hit me again. Go ahead, hit me. Like, he had this, I am not backing down. Yeah, like, you need more of those guys.
You know what? I got another guy for you, too. So, D-Money, how about this? Listen, I know, I'm not big dreaming because I know that's difficult to do to get big superstars, but a guy like Naz Reid being available. But also, I'm checking on Bobby Portis, too. I'm checking on a big guy like
played
that.
Played here
that
once before.
Give, yeah, I'm checking on a guy like Bobby Portis that can shoot the three, that can play defense as well.
But we need a closer. We need a closer with Brunson.
Who do you got, Mike?
A real closer.
Who do you got,
Mike? And you guys, you got – water on my Damian Lillard earlier, but hey,
listen, I love Dame Dollar, man.
Yeah, Woj popped that balloon this morning on Get Up. I brought that up with the Sixers, and he right away popped the balloon. He's like, he's not available.
And plus, I think if he is available, a team like the Nets can get him because they have the young assets and the wings that everybody's looking for to be able to offer.
Got
Hey, Allen,
too.
But watch this. Hey, Allen, we can't shoot air balls.
Well, I mean,
at the end of the game, man, that didn't look good.
I mean, I can't, you know, I can't argue with any of that. D.
Airball, Allen, from the corner.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
we need another closer, man.
I hear you, D. I hear you. Appreciate the call, and of course,
enjoy the program.
Appreciate the love as well, man. Thank you so much. 800-919-3776. Let's go to Joe in Secaucus. Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
All right. So this one might not be a needle mover, but what do you think about packaging up RJ? You send him back home to Toronto for a guy like Van Vliet.
Well, how's he different than Brunson, though? Aren't they kind of the same?
They're the same person. Well, how about Siakam? You can give me Siakam.
Yeah, I think Van Vliet, like, they play the same position. They kind of the same.
They're the same height. Yeah,
they're both tough. Do you really want 2 6-foot guys in your backcourt? You know what I mean, Joe? Like, that. I don't know if that's a great fit. I love Van Vliet. Well,
so hear me out on this. So this was my, you know, you look at that game, and this is where you get torn on Julius, because if you're scheming up against them, you know that you take away Mitch because he's got nothing. He's a putback guy, right? And you know that Randall's just going to clog the paint. He's going to go ISO. So you leave the outside shot. You give the ball to Brunson. And they lost that series because Miami was hitting the timely three, and we weren't.
Right.
So need that guy. We need that dog, right?
Yep.
You know,
he's a dog.
You know, he's kind of disciplined. You know, he's got that dog mentality. He could play defense, and he's also been to the dance before. He could win. You know, he's not the sexy big name that you're looking for.
He's just too little, man.
That's
shorter than Dame Lillard and McCollum.
Yeah.
I look at that, man. That you talk about, what's the matchups? People getting you in pick and roll, man. Oh, you can sit up there with guys like Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. Like, man, they got 6 feet on you. They just shooting over you.
Yeah, let's go to Mike.
They don't see you.
Mike in West Caldwell. Go ahead, Mike.
I don't know who it is they should get, but who they shouldn't get, that's going to take time. You might not get the guy this year you're looking for. So who they shouldn't do is Dame or Cat. You know, you can't start injecting this old with this young. That's not the route this team is going. So I know that seems like as soon as these guys come available, you needed them 10 years ago. You know, it's like Cat's a little slow. He can maybe separate a little more, but I don't know. He can, but I just don't like that fit for what this team is doing.
I'm with Mike.
If Cat is here, then we know Tibbs ain't here no more.
Well, I just when it comes, those two, by the way, are on better terms. But I'm with Mike I've seen Karl-Anthony Towns come up as, you know, what if the Knicks did that? Like, you move on from Randall, you bring in Karl-Anthony Towns. And like I said at the very top of the show, and I'll stick with this, I need Brunson-type mentality players, Josh Hart mentality players, RJ Barrett mentality players. I need guys that are going to show me how, like, they're going to play hard. They're not going to get their heads messed up because either shots aren't falling. Like, I need that mentality, the tough-minded mentality. The star chasing is nice because it's names and I've heard of them. But if I've got a guy – see, Bart, there's like – you know the 4 to 6 week thing with injuries?
Mm-hmm.
There's guys who are 4 week guys, and there are guys who are 6 week guys. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the guys that if I say 4 to 6, it's always going to be 6. I want the guys that it's 4. And it's 4, like, stubborn 4. That's what I need. You need more players like that. And if I learned anything from this season, I watched Jalen Brunson play, and I just said, yeah, that's it. That's, you need more of that. And can they find that? That's obviously the question and the challenge for this front office. Pamela's in Queens. Pamela?
Hello?
Yes, how you doing, Pamela?
Yes, hi. I want your insight into a pregame reporting from Friday. One of the ESPN reporters, I think her name was Raj, reported that Thibodeau opted to not have a shoot-around on the game day. However, Jalen Brunson with his father managed to go in for practice at 8:45 a.m. in the morning. So I have a three-part question for both of you. Do you know if Jalen Brunson was the only player that actually got a practice in? Because if he was the only player, no one should be surprised at the outcome. No one should be surprised that Jalen Brunson did 40-plus points, R.J. Barrett was 1-10, and Randle was 3 and whatever he was, and everyone else shooting was dismal. The second question is, do you think Thibodeau made the right call by opting not to have a shoot-around that day, instead just to go over plays? And the third question is, if Michael Jordan, Isaiah Thomas, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, and Kobe Bryant, if they were in the same scenario and their coaches told them you could have the day off, do you think they would opt to stay in a hotel or to go out and get their practice in for an important game six? So that's my question. It's a three-part question.
I love Pamela. Good, Pamela. Pamela went deep, very right? Because she just picked out four dogs, four alpha males, four guys.
She answered.
That love
she
the
answered
game
the question.
But with, exactly.
Yeah, Pamela, you answered the question with the names you listed there. I think we all can agree that everybody on that list would definitely have put up shots.
And
now,
I think
can
other
tell
players
you
would have showed up with him.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you, first of all, no surprise that Jalen Brunson was, you know, if you're given the option that you could just go through the walkthrough, you don't have to do anything, any shoot-arounds, and he's like, nah, I'm getting up shots. And that's just the way him and his dad, Rick, that's what they do. They're just about that life. But knowing this group, now when Tibbs says they didn't have a shoot-around, this is what it means. It doesn't mean that they all weren't gathered together and went through a walkthrough with here's what we're going to do and here's the plan and here's a little film and here's your scouting report to read. Like, they get together. This wasn't like, sleep in, boys, don't worry about it. This is more of a, we're not going to make everybody tape up, dress up, and run through stuff if you don't want to. And there's a bunch of guys were banged up. Obviously, Randle was dealing with the ankle and guys were banged up, so they were just giving them the option. I don't know personally if anybody else joined Jalen Brunson, but knowing this group, it would surprise me if he was the only one that got shots up. I'm just being honest, Pamela. It would shock me if like everybody else is like, yeah, I'm out, and he's the only one in the gym all by himself. You know what I mean? But to point out that he had the option to not have to go through a shoot-around, and he and his father said, nah, to heck with that. We're getting shots up, and then he has a great performance in a game six to try to keep his team alive. It certainly isn't surprising, and it leads me to why I love this call, Pamela. It's exactly what you just said and outlined is exactly what I'm talking about with if I'm the Knicks, that's the personality I need more of on this roster. So thank you
with
so
the
much.
Work ethic, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you so much for that call. It's perfect. That's literally what I've been talking about this whole time.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Alan, so, I think we should do what we always do. Like we got a couple minutes ago. Let's see if we can do this rapid fire with
you
these callers.
Rapid fire?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Show them some love. You know what I'm saying? For holding on, being patient with us.
Okay, you're right. So let's continue. 800-919-3776. Joe and West Harrison, so what now? Now what for the Knicks?
Now we get a spot-up shooter, and we trade Randle. And if Quigley has to go with Barrett, we get a good point guard in return, I think we'll be a better team next year. Wow. And Tibbs has to have some faith in the young players to give the old guys some rest.
Well, he played a ton of young players this year. The old guys sat.
Well, Derrick Rose out of the rotation. You heard Fournier say
he's gone.
His season's been done for a minute. So,
yeah, all the young guys played. There weren't any young guys that didn't play. Like you know that's one misconception we got to stop. Tibbs played the young guys. He sat the old guys, and then you realize in the playoffs you need some experience. But it was too little, too late. Column in the Bronx.
Got to see Fournier.
Yeah. Column.
Oh, Bartholomew Hollywood, huh? What's going on? So,
what's up, man?
What now for the Knicks? I know this is probably not what people are going to agree with, but it's patience. You do not want to have a repeat of what they did last year when they went one good playoff berth, lose to the Hawks, made some wild moves with Kemba Walker and Evan Fournier. Be patient. You got to make the right move. You have to wait it out.
All you like Naz Reid?
Carl Anthony Towns. Okay, maybe Naz Reid. Let's see what that does. But Carl Anthony Towns, no. He's not going to work with Tibbs. We saw what happened last time. Damian Lillard, I love Stephen A. Smith. He's a buffoon for saying that. That would not work with 2-6-1 point guards running around trying to play defense. Jaylen Brown's not going to happen. If they win a championship, they're definitely keeping him. If they want to move on from him, you think they're going to give him to the Knicks, their rival, and to have and possibly create a contender that they'd have to deal with? No. Like, a lot of these players, it's just not realistic. It's patience. Wait for the right move. If they have to come back with this same team next year, I'm fine with that, because this team still has the ability and has chance to continue to get better. But do not make a move just for the sake of making a move.
All right, so Colin, I like what you're saying, right? Nobody in the East is going to get anybody. So I look at a team maybe like potentially you think about Utah, the team that's selling, that wants assets. So you look at what? Maybe a guy like Clark, guy that can come get you points, that can shoot,
Clarkson.
Score. Yeah, Clarkson, somebody like that.
Guy
always
off the
a six-man-a-year award.
Yeah. I mean, there's – again, it's – I like what Colin said, though, because I agree with him. We saw in 2013, you get 54 wins, second round. You kind of fell short of what you should have been.
Marketing.
And you go the next year, and it's like, right. You know, you overreact and go for Bargnani and all that stuff. It just it didn't – that. Don't overreact. Don't panic. But also,
marketing?
Assess what you have. What?
Marketing?
Lowry Marketing.
Yeah, he's out in Utah, but he's not staying there.
No, I think they
All-star
love him
this
there.
Year?
I think they love him there. Yeah, I think they love him there. Now, that would be a Randall for Marketing. That would be the trade-off, because they both play the same position. Jules in Queens. Jules?
Yes, I can.
Jules?
All right. Jules. Yes.
How are you, sir?
Jules is having his fun.
Yeah, Jules is in the middle of some business right now. You got some business going on right now. I understand.
No, it's not business. It was actually with a friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
But listen, I blame you all on, you know, Randall and anybody else. I feel Tipsha had what's been passed the ball around. He wasn't passing the ball. Brunson was being a one-man show. It's my show. You can't have that. We're not going to win that way. You know, it was a man one-man show. How are you going to win? I passed the ball around.
The only guy making shots. That was the reason why it was a one-man show. There was only one man making shots. Like, nobody else was getting anything done. So it had to end up being a one-man show.
Yeah, I agree. But he's not passing. I believe that it's a team game. You must still play basketball. I'll make sure he passes the ball around. He's a point guard. You got to pass the ball around.
It is important. There's no doubt about that, Jules. Like, you got to pass the ball around. But, you know, it doesn't help if you pass the ball and
they pass it back.
That doesn't help. But I'll tell you what, Bart, they hate me in Philadelphia today.
They
I declared
you?
Today on Get Up that the process is officially dead.
No, I think they know. I think they
thoughts
like
and prayers.
They're probably like, yeah, you're right.
Losing on purpose is one thing. Losing on purpose to get draft picks, I get it. But then getting those draft picks and then it turning into nothing.
Bennett.
One player.
Marquez Fultz. Simmons.
It's amazing, though, Bart, that they – the process included trading up to number one in the draft and trading out of number three. And that number three pick ended up being the player that just dropped 51 on your head in game 7 and sent you home. Long live the process. It is dead. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.